What's up, this is Chad.
Hey, it's Seamus from Monomyth.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Jill Barber.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffians.
Hey, this is Sherman Downey.
Hey, this is Chad Van Galen, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Edman and Brian Cleveland.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Earshot 20. My name is Brian Cleveland with you for the next 2 hours, flying solo this week, usually joined by my cohort Anthony Edman. But this week, as we do every single week, we'll continue to bring you the top 20 albums charting across Canada thanks to Earshot, which can be found at earshot-online.com. It's the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which you can find at that fine website. Every single week at earshot-online.com, you'll find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check it out right now, and you'll find some new stuff on there, such as articles and interviews with Sloan and Oh Susanna, as well as all kinds of other stuff to while away your time. As I mentioned, flying solo this week, but we're going to have all of your fine features that you come to expect. We'll let you know all of the top 20 albums this week, as well as a rundown later in the show of some of the albums debuting below the top 20. We'll speak with Stephen Karlick, who is senior editor at Exclaim magazine. He'll give us a rundown of music news and much more this week, as well as his song pick of the week. And we also have a chat with Halifax post-punk group Vikings, and we'll air one of their tracks as a bonus this week as well in this hour of the program. Lots of movement in the charts this week, all kinds of new stuff, a couple of new records as well as a return. We also say goodbye this week to a couple of records, which maybe will jump back in the top 20, but it's hard to say. Legato Viper's dropping from number 11 to number 24. Zeus with Classic Zeus dropping from number 12 to number 35. And Old and Weird were at number 20 last week. They're at number 46 this week. Well, without further ado, we're going to jump right into the charts and into some tunes. At number 20, down from number 8, it's Tops from Picture You Staring. You're going to hear a track called All the People. You're going to hear Shadow Forgiveness by the Wilderness of Manitoba. They're at number 19, down one spot this week with Between Colors. And Elephant Stone are at number 18, down from 16. Their newest is called Three Poisons, and you're going to hear a track called All is Burning.
Thank you.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Silence on.
Earshot 20. Number 18.
Was Elephant Stone at number 18, down from number 16 on the Earshot 20 from Three Poisons. You heard All Is Burning. You also heard From the Wilderness of Manitoba at number 19, down one spot from Between Colors. And you also heard All the People Sleep by Tops. Their latest Picture You Staring is at number 20, down to number 8, kicking off the charts this week. And we're going to take a quick break from the charts, as we do every single week, to talk with our friend Stephen Karlick at Exclaim Magazine. He's going to bring us all kinds of the latest music news, reviews, and much more. Welcome to the show again, Stephen.
Hello, and thank you.
So I want to make a quick note that the latest issue of Exclaim is out for free, as always, for November, and it features Run the Jewels on the cover, as well as Holiday Gift Guide inside. But I don't know if you need a gift, Stephen, because I saw a pretty cool interview inside that with Johnny Marr.
Yes, one of my childhood heroes and teenage heroes. So that was very cool. You can read it in the new Exclaim.
Go pick up a copy. You can definitely find it at campus and community radio stations across country. country and all kinds of other fine outlets. We're going to jump into the news for the week, including a study that might be going for an Ig Nobel Prize by the Museum of Science and Industry about the top 20 catchiest songs ever.
Yes. So it was announced that, so the headline we chose was the top 20 catchiest songs ever, according to science. Where it came from was researchers at Manchester's Museum of Science and Industry, which found that, drumroll please, Wannabe by the Spice Girls is the most instantly recognizable song. Rounding out the top five are Mambo No. 5 by Lubega, Eye of the Tiger by Survivor, Just Dance by Lady Gaga, and SOS by ABBA. The study was conducted via an online game called Hooked on Music. It included clips of 1,000 songs from the past 70 years, which means the 40 best-selling hits from each decade going all the way back to the 1940s. Data from over 12,000 people was used in the study, and it used four different ways that it could track this data. There was a Recognize This Tune where users had to hum along. There was a What's the Hook, just choosing which of two songs is catchier. Time Trail, recognizing as many songs as possible, and In a Row, recognizing songs in a row. The study, obviously, then, is more about recognizability than catchiness, which explains why music was mostly from the 70s and the 90s. Nothing new or nothing super old was yet as firmly embedded in the cultural mind. But it's not as silly and frivolous as it all sounds. The study itself, which included Ashley Burgoyne of the University of Amsterdam, designed the study to help learn about how music memory works, with the goal that they'll be able to use this to help people with dementia. She said the most important aspect of this stage of the experiment was getting the very precise measurement of exactly how memorable segments of the songs are. So you can read the top list of 20 songs, which includes more by Lady Gaga, some Michael Jackson, some Elvis Presley, and others at exclaim.ca. But a silly list, good outcome in terms of how it might help people with dementia. So an interesting story.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And we're going to hear the Spice Girls' Wannabe right now. No, I'm joking, of course. We're going to move on to more cool news as Bad, Bad, Not Good choose some more tour dates.
Yes, so Bad Bad Not Good have been touring for most of 2014, hitting all kinds of spots in Canada in support of their 2014 album, 3. Now they've announced a couple more shows, luckily for those in the middle provinces in Quebec and in Ontario, where they'll be playing throughout November and December. They've announced dates in Waterloo, Quebec City, Montreal, Hamilton, and Toronto, as well as a couple of American dates around there. The shows are in support, of course, of their album 3, but the band have teamed up with Ghostface Killa for a collaborative record called Sour Soul. Those lucky enough to be at the Halifax Pop Explosion would have seen the band perform with the famous rapper, as well as Raekwon. That album is due on February 17th from Lex Records, so dates and a cool collaborative album coming out from them.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool show. I was there myself, and aside from Ghostface, Raekwon, and Bad Bad Not Good, they also sat on a couch a lot, which was an interesting way to perform hip-hop, but it was pretty interesting and cool nonetheless.
One more bit of hip-hop news, which is that famous duo Blackalicious have mapped out some Canadian dates, which is cool because, to be honest, they don't tour all that often, and they haven't issued a new album's worth of material in almost a decade now. The Bay Area hip-hop icons are still good with busting out the hits on the road, and will be hitting a bunch of Canadian cities in 2014 and into the beginning of 2015. The new Up North schedule will include stops in Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Calgary, and Edmonton between January 16th and January 20th in 2015. Hopefully more to be added to that, maybe in Vancouver and possibly headed east through Ontario and over to the East Coast. But as of now, just the four. The band had previously hit Vancouver in the summer. They have more dates coming and delivered a repress of their Melodica EP just 2 years ago, but they haven't yet formally announced a follow-up to their last album in 2005, The Craft. But fingers crossed for that, and until then, we can always see them live.
All right, keep it locked right here. We're going to jump back into the charts, and we'll be back with Stephen in the second hour of the program. He'll have some more music news with us, as well as his favorite track of the week. So keep it locked right here to the Earshot 20.
Diamonds. She shimmers and she spins on her toes all around me. Above the stars, to Venus and Mars, where she sends me. I'm lost in the dark, and I need a spark. Won't you help me? 'Cause I wanna shine.
Number 16.
listening to the Earshot 20, bringing you the top 20 albums from across the nation, thanks to Earshot, the National Campus and Community Radio Report. That was a track from PS I Love You called Advice. Their latest record is entitled For Those Who Stay. It's at number 16, down from number 31. You also heard from King Tuff at number 17, down from number 6, from Staircase of Diamonds. And for a moment, we're going to take a quick break from the charts. Featuring ex-members of the Holy Shroud and North of America, and together for nearly a decade, Halifax's post-hardcore noise rock outfit Vikings released their self-titled debut on clear vinyl in a see-through plastic sleeve on September 16th through Noise Records and Acadian Embassy. We have drummer Nick on the line, and he has a pedigree that includes playing with Jimmy Swift Band, Olivier Gerda, and others. Thanks so much for joining us on the Earshot 20, Nick.
No problem.
For those who don't know, who are Vikings?
Vikings are a very old and slow to get started band from Halifax, Nova Scotia.
And just released, as I just mentioned, your self-titled debut record, and you've been working on this record for a couple of years. So how did the creation of this record progress from start to finish?
Okay, well, originally we had started the process of this record, so Vikings started in around 2005, and we had recorded and released a single-sided clear vinyl in 2006, I believe, pretty quick, and then we started working on new material. We recorded five songs, I believe, with Jay LaPointe, who runs an archive mastering here in Dartmouth. And he was a part of a band called North of America. And so we recorded some songs with him. And as things go with bands, you record some songs and you kind of get tired of things and you write some new ones. And so we wrote some new songs and we went and recorded those. I think we recorded another three at a different studio in Halifax. And then we wrote some more and recorded those. And this process kind of went on from 2007 until about 2011, recording and writing material, and then we went on hiatus a couple of times in there, and sat on the record for quite some time until last year. So that's kind of the process of this record. It was done over many years through various studio sessions slow process.
And how do you feel about putting out this record now that you've been working on it for so long and it's finally complete and it's out there for people to purchase? Is it a relief to get it out, or is it nerve-wracking to make sure it's just right after sort of putting finishing touches on it for so long?
Well, Vikings, I don't think, has really ever been about getting it just right. We're more you know, a feel at the time type thing. So I'm sure relieved. I mean, we sat on it for quite some time. We probably could have sat on it for another 5 years and probably had two more hiatuses in there. But it's a good feeling to get it out. I mean, Vikings is definitely not a band about sales and how many records we can get out there. We're more, I mean, you look at the release only on vinyl and that'll tell you right there. We're more of a, you know, people who like Vikings will get the record, and you know, we're not really concerned with the rest. We're older guys. We play for us. We don't really play for anyone else.
One issue that I can imagine might arise with the long recording period is sort of a change in musical interests or styles. Is there any particular change in direction or evolution at any point over the time of recording the record, or the tracks, you know, that didn't make the cut because you lost interest in them over the couple of years of gestation?
I think the ones that didn't make the cut were more or less ones that maybe didn't have the vocals finished or lyrics, or, you know, we kind of thought at the end, maybe this just doesn't fit with the rest. I mean, we had more material that could have gone on the record had a vinyl been able to hold more material. But we didn't want to sacrifice the quality for the time on the record. So, where, you know, I mean, as far as the actual, you know, songwriting and influences, thing like that, it's always been the same. I don't think we've really changed a whole lot, and that's what I think people like about the band, and that's what the people in the band like about the band, is that we're not really, you know, we write what we write because we want to, and not because we have any, you know, new influence or we're going with whatever's happening now.
So the record has tracks that are all numbered between 7 and 18, all out of order. Is there a reasoning behind that, or are they just the orders that the songs are written in, or...?
That's the order that they were written in. So 16 was song number 16, and 17 was song number 17, and so on and so forth. We never really named any of the songs. We just kind of stuck with the names, and it became kind of an inside gag.
Right. Nothing. Nothing more than that.
Nothing more than that. No, we're simple humans.
Perfect. There's a lot of really excellent pop and rock coming out of Halifax over the last couple of years that are getting lots of traction across Canada. But their band's obviously doing things stylistically a lot different than you, like Monomyth and Richard Coyne, Ryan Hemsworth. And aside from Kestrels, I don't know a lot of bands doing something similar to Vikings. How do you fit into the Halifax music scene?
I think we fit in really, really well about 10 years ago, but I think we still fit where there's always going to be a market for loud, aggressive, kind of, you know, at times hilarious music, and that's, you know, that's kind of where we want to fit. We just want to be a band that plays loud and has fun while we do it, and to be honest, it doesn't really matter if we fit in or not, as long as we have fun when we write and when we record. And that's kind of where Vikings has always been, you know, of interest to the members. It's, you know, the writing process, the recording process, and we play a few shows. We've not been a band to go, you know, crazy on tour or anything. We've only ever toured once, and the shows have been very few and far between for us, but that's kind of how we like it.
Excellent. And so you have this record out, you've been doing a lot of work on it for a long time, but ravenous fans, of course, always want to know what's next for Vikings.
Well, we have a hiatus planned right now. Jim McAlpine, we would say the lead singer and guitar player, he moved to Toronto. So we are kind of sitting this out right now, waiting to see what happens. I mean, the thing that's really funny and interesting about Vikings for me is that we never know when we're going to play, and we never know when we'll all be together and able to do something together. So, and that's what's, I think, interesting to people about it. You know, we'll go a year and nothing will happen, and then bang, we can play 3 or 4 shows and they'll be, you know, great for us and awesome for us. I don't know what the other people think, but yeah, that's kind of, we're on a planned hiatus, we'll say.
Right, so stay tuned for more.
Yeah, always stay tuned for more, whether it's, you know, maybe in 20 years or in 20 days. We really don't know. We take it as it goes.
Awesome. Well, definitely I would encourage you to check out this record. As I mentioned, it's on this pretty cool clear vinyl and a nice plastic sleeve that's been out on Noise Records, or a joint release between Noise Records and Acadian MC. And we're going to share one of the tracks from this debut album with our listeners as a bonus this week. Is there any particular song in this on this record that resonates with you the most?
I mean, if I were to pick one, I think I'd pick 19. It's a bit of a banger. It's a great track, and it sounds great because it's the first track on the second side. So maybe you spin that one.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Nick. We'll be hearing that next.
Thank you very much.
Let's go. If you're willing to wait for the love of your life, please wait by the line. And you know dispersive prisms remove, but my native optimism isn't broken by the light. The idea of life without company fell suddenly. He crashed through the ceiling on me and pinned me to the pine. A layer upon layer of hope and doubt, crushed bones to oil in time. Are you a pusher or are you a puller? I pull the weight towards me, and I like the sense of a lemon looking forward. Unless I have a woman pushing me. Canopy of red milk we passed over the blue. A 5-hour flock, not one dive down to tell you the truth. As night falls, Aquilia crows and whispers on his last wing. So abundant that we left alone, I shall be, but the waiting phone never ring. Are you a pusher or are you a puller? I pull the weight towards me, and I like the zest of a lemon looking forward. Unless I have a woman pushing me. Are you a pusher or are you a puller? We can hold hands for 50 minutes in the sauna. We can hold hands for a pool length underwater. I can push and pull. You're willing to wait for the love of your life, please wait by the line.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 14. Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, and at number 14, that was the Barr Brothers with Static Orphans. They're at number 14, up from number 17, and from their most recent record, Sleeping Operator. And you also heard at number 15, down from number 13, Alt J from This Is All Yours, you heard Pusher. And before that, you heard a track from Vikings and their self-titled debut, a track called 19. And before that, we had a chat with the band. So thanks so much for Vikings for giving us some time this week, and go check them out. We're going to jump back into the tunes with Secret Sun and a track called NHNT. They're at number 13 in the program for the first time, up from number 24. Their latest is called Cold Coast.
Number 12.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
Thunder cracks like the old man's back. We saw the hero collapse, holding on to our old plans. They stole my bag from the car. They stole the shells out of my shoes. Plans for the heart. I had so many plans for the old girl again. She's giving about all she can, hanging on to our old plans. They stole my bag from the car. They stole everything for you. We had so many plans at the start, and I had so many plans for you.
You're tuned into the Earshot 20, and that was rounding out the first 10 with the Royal Alberta Advantage. They drop one spot to number 11 this week with a track called The Build from their latest record, Mended with Gold. We also heard from Ty Siegel at number 12. Down from number 9 is his latest Manipulator. You heard a track called Connection Man, and into the program for the first time was Secret Sun with NHNT, a track from Cold Coast at number 13, up from number 24. Keep it locked right here to the Earshot 20. We have a full hour of programming left to come at you. We're going to give you the top 10. We're going to hear from Stephen Karlick and his song pick of the week and loads more. So don't go anywhere. You're tuned in to the Earshot 20 with Brian Cleveland.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.